June 14, 2025. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Unconscious Bias. Opening Prayer. Heavenly Father, as I come to you in your word, help me to hear your voice. Give me greater understanding of your will, and enable me to follow you more closely. Read John chapter 1, verses 43 through 51. Jesus calls Philip and Nathanael. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth, can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." He then added, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Reflect. What do you understand by bias? Do you consider yourself biased? Might hidden biases that you are not even aware of be subtly influencing your attitudes and actions? Implicit bias refers to the attitudes or stereotypes that affect our understanding, actions, and decisions in an unconscious manner. Implicit biases are pervasive. Everyone possesses them, even people with avowed commitments to impartiality, such as judges. Bias itself is not sinful, but claiming to be without bias puts us on shaky ground. Explicit bias, however wrong it may be, is out there on the table, where it can be dealt with, but implicit bias poses a hidden threat, since we don't even recognize how such a bias shapes our attitudes and influences our interactions. What about Nathanael? He, like Philip, was eagerly awaiting the Messiah's coming. Reference to the law and the prophets suggests that he was well-versed in scripture. Jesus himself affirms that Nathanael was a devout Jew, truly an Israelite, and a man of integrity with no deceit. Nathanael was a good guy, yet he was not free of unconscious bias. The bias seems to burst forth instinctively, without conscious thought. Nazareth, can anything good come from there? Nathanael didn't merely rule out the possibility of the Messiah being from Nazareth, but went further with the sweeping assumption that nothing good could come from this little village. Yet, in accepting Philip's gentle, non-confrontational invitation to come and see, Nathanael allowed his unconscious bias to be brought to the surface for scrutiny. Imagine what Nathanael might have said about Nazareth after meeting Jesus. Not just something good, but the very embodiment of goodness had come from Nazareth. In his own hometown, Cana, Nathanael would soon witness the glory of Jesus. Apply. Learn more about implicit bias. A test like the implicit association test may help you start thinking through your unconscious biases in different areas. Closing prayer. Holy Spirit, help me to examine my heart, to see and be willing to change attitudes and thoughts that are not in tune with God's heart.